Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome back to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. Of course, I am your host, Luna Gaia, and this is episode 166. We are in that kind of warpy zone, right? That warpy, weird time zone whereby, I don't know if this happens across the entire world, but certainly here down under in Australia, the week between Christmas and New Year's is the kind of strangest time of year. It's like most people are in a time warp. Shops are still open and things are still happening, yet the vast majority of people are on holidays of some description, right? There's different hours that are working. All of the regular 9-to-5 people, as well as all the kids, are on holidays. It is a strange kind of void time of year. For some of you, it's excellent. For others of you, you're like, what is this all about? I just want the world to go back to normal. If you haven't done so already, I reckon go ahead and listen to episode number 165. So we recorded that for last week because last week was all about being able to survive this time of year, surviving the kind of silly season. And if it's a bit stressful for you this time of year and you haven't listened to 165, I highly recommend going and checking that out. Because this is the last podcast episode for the year. Now, I'm being a little bit like a secret Santa going on here, and I'm making sure that podcasts are available to you right throughout December and January. So being this is our last episode for the year, I'm going to make sure that next week episode, just after the new year, there's going to be an opportunity for you to, I know that we don't love this word. You might. I don't. Resolutions. New Year's resolutions. I find the culture of New Year's resolutions and New Year's in general to be one that can be really problematic for a lot of people. So in next week's episode, just after the New Year, I'm going to be sharing with you how to set goals and make changes in 2024 that actually last, that are sustainable, that allows you to actually create change in your life rather than just, you know, set it for a little while, disappoint yourself by the end of January and go back to the way that you were. It's not how I roll. Not how I roll at all. So I'm excited for 2024 in lots of different ways. And I'm going to be talking about that in next week's episode because I've got some, I don't know, I'm keeping mum about a certain little project that I've been working on. Not a little one. It's probably a big mama. But I'll be bringing that to you definitely here in 2024. So keep an eye out on my socials. If you're not already on my email list, go check it out because that's really cool. I've got a couple of courses coming up. So every year I run Claim Your Confidence Level 1 and Level 2. Really cool opportunities for you to come join me online, hang out, learn how to get happy, to get free, to build confidence, all that kind of cool jazz. I'm not going to go into heaps of detail around that right now. If you want more information, go check it out. You can see my website, www.moreconfidence.com.au. You can go look it out. My coaching books are also open. So if you're curious about doing any kind of one-on-one work with me, there are some spots available for that in 2024. I'll be closing my books by the end of January. So I only take on 10 people. So by the end of January, maybe it's time for you to sit there and go, I need 2024 to be different. But for now, I want us to talk about 2020. I was going to say two just then. 2023. I want us to have a conversation. This is about kind of your year in review. And look, for many years, and probably even now, I'm not someone who's been in a habit of like every year sitting down and looking at my previous year. Like I can't say I'm the kind of person who like sets these targets at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, I go back to the targets of the journal point and review everything that I've done and then set the new ones for the next year. I'm not that organized. I'm just not. And I tend to be a pretty organized person in general, but I tend to not think about like all of the things that needs to happen in the future. I tend to think about the thing that's in front of me. And so the purpose of this review kind of conversation, and I'm going to be doing it live with you. So when we get to the point where I'm going to show you what kind of questions to ask and how we're going to do this review, I'm going to do it live. Yeah. So it's going to be my lived experience of the year. not because I want the podcast to be all about me, but just to give you a bit of an idea of where you ought to go with this, how you can ask yourself better questions to be able to get different results, right? I'm going to be the virtual guinea pig on today's conversation. So look out for that. That's exciting. But reviewing where we have come from is really, it's reflection time. It's an opportunity, particularly in this week between Christmas and New Year's for most of us. Even if you do this in the middle of June, if you're doing this, you know, in January, it doesn't matter, right? But this time, if you are doing it between Christmas and New Year's, it affords itself to see things with greater clarity. We get to see things with hindsight because our years go by so quickly. Haven't you noticed? Like, it's December. Like, what? How does that even happen? 2023, no doubt. Look, I appreciate that for a lot of the last 3 years, or at least a large chunk, we were in a pandemic. So, you know, there was lots of lockdowns and all that kind of stuff across the globe. But 3 years has gone pretty darn fast, don't you think, from 2020 to now? Well, it's now 2024 coming into it. So, you know, it's the end of 3 years. When we don't kind of stop and smell the roses, when we don't take an opportunity to look back on how far we've come, it's really easy for us to just to go next, 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 next. And because I'm so passionate about your happiness, right? I'm so passionate about teaching you what I know that has led me to be more happy, more confident, more self-assured, less in my head with negativity, less being run by my emotions. Because I'm so passionate about giving that to you and teaching that to you, I think that one of the key elements around that is to slow down and smell the roses, to stop a little bit, right? To take breath, to look around and enjoy the view no matter how far we've come. I don't know if you've watched the series. I did a three-part mini-series here in the podcast around my recent meditation retreat. It's called a Vipassana. It's a 10-day silent meditation course that's rooted in the reality as it is. And I shared it with you, my first Vipassana that I did in 2018, an experience that I had. I did it recently again now in 2023, but in 2018, I did my first one and it was very, very difficult for me. As you can probably imagine, it would be difficult for you too. We're meditating from 4:30 in the morning, practically until 9 p.m. at night. You live like a monk. It's pretty crazy. And very worthwhile. Highly recommend it to anybody who's willing to go within and look at themselves really deeply. In 2019, I got to day 7. Right? It's a 10-day course. And it was hard, like hard. And the dinner break of day 7, we have about an hour off between 5 and 6. And we're about to go back into the hall for another sit, right, between 6 and 7. And I remember just not being able to even fathom the idea about going back in. I was there and I remember you're not allowed to draw or write. You don't have pens and paper. There's no communication tools at all. And I had picked up a stick and I was like just doodling in the dirt, which is probably not allowed. No one was going to scold me for it, but you know, I felt like I was being naughty. But I had to do something. I had to express somehow. And in my head, I just remember having this moment of complete and utter fall to my knees surrender of like, I can't do this. I can't walk back in there again. Like I knew I was going to because my ego was far too stubborn, far too determined to not walk back in there and complete the 10 days. But I didn't know how I was going to do it. And in that moment, I was like, whoever's out there, God, you know, Hindu gods, I don't care who's out there. Is it Buddha? Is it Jesus? Is it, you know, is it Krishna? I don't care. I don't care who is out there. I need support. I need help because I cannot go back in there. And in that moment, a voice came to me. Dare I say it? A voice came to me and it was in my own voice, but it definitely was one of coming to me. And it proceeded to tell me that the hardest journey, apart from the first step, is from 70 to 90% in any climb. In any climb that you're doing, any adventure that you're going on, any goal that you're going towards, the hardest part is 70 to 90%. And this voice goes on to tell me that between 70 and 90%, it is really difficult because you can't see how far you've come anymore, Right, it's pretty far away now, the 0 to 70%. You can't really feel where zero was so much anymore, but you can't yet see 100%. You're not in the middle, you've come more than halfway, but it's just kind of a dead zone. As if you were climbing a mountain, the voice went on to say, as if you were climbing a mountain and you're high up in the clouds at 70%, you can't see the bottom anymore. You certainly can't see the top. It's cold, it's blistery, it's dark, you don't know how long, it feels like it's forever to go. And most people give up between that 70 to 90%. They get so close, yet they back down because it's too hard in that time. And this voice went on ahead, said to me, so once you reach 90 to 100%, that last day, I've got 3 days to go, 30% left, right? So 70 to 80 is going to be my next day. 80 to 90 is going to be the day after and the last day, day 10. The voice says to me, by the time you reach day 10, you'll be home. You'll be home. You'll be totally fine. Day 10 is going to be way easier. You can do this. And then the gong went off, and I went into the meditation hall and I sat there. Later on that evening, there's a discourse, there's a teaching that happens. And in that teaching, the teacher comes on and he says, day 7 is complete. You have 3 more days left to work. It's just what he said every day in the lead up to day 7. And he said, but actually, you've only got 2 more days seriously left to work. And my ears pricked. And he went on to say that on the last day of that training, you would, our noble silence would be broken and you wouldn't meditate anywhere nearly as much. So the next 2 days, yep, you guessed it, 70 to 80, 80 to 90 are going to be the time where you need to work the hardest. But on the last day, yes, you'll still work, but the end is in sight. And I was blown away. Blown away that something that had just come to me out of nowhere that I'd never thought of before in my life, that I had no idea was coming in that training at all, came to me in a voice, and then it was repeated back to me no more, no less than 2 hours later in the flesh. And what I learned from that, and the reason why I share it to you here, is because when we don't spend time to reflect, when we don't aren't able to see how far we have come, we tend to get lost in the clouds, right? And we don't stop and take measure. We don't stop and take note of how far we've actually come. And I want you to even think about this from a life scale as well. Nearly every single client that I ever work with is looks back on their life barely ever. Only in the sense of, I did this wrong, this is bad, I suck, I'm awful, these are all the reasons why I suck. They don't look back to see how far they've come. Because right now, for many of you, you are living a life that was once a dream. It's true for me. It was once a dream to live the life that I'm leading right now. To be able to do this work, to be able to sit here and serve and to share this, to be able to make podcasts and create content and to coach people and train people in happiness and confidence and self-love. This is a dream. It was something that I dreamed of for years. And yet my mind, just like your mind, can be very, very, very quick to be like, oh no, next thing, next, 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 next. So I want us to take this time, because there's something really special and advantageous around knowing thyself. When you know yourself, you've got knowledge, and knowledge is power, especially when you put it into action. To know how far you've come, to see what you've actually moved through in this year, in the last 12 months, is really powerful, because you've actually done a lot more than you think that you have. And I'm not talking necessarily actionable items, although that's going to be on the list, right? There's going to be on the list, and you will see the kind of things that maybe that I have, quote, done physically in my life in the last 12 months. But it's not so much about what we have done, it's about who we have become, which I'm going to go into more details in our next podcast. But it's about who you have become. To think about who you were 12 months ago and how has that changed? And maybe for you, this reflection is going to be painful, because you're going to go, oh, I'm in the same, if not worse, position mentally, emotionally than I was last year, right? Where I was this time last year is practically the same as where I am now. I know this might be challenging, and I know that this might have difficult points. If we're not willing to go back and review different parts of ourselves, we cannot adjust the sails. You know, if we are on some kind of voyage, if we're taking a voyage somewhere, and if we aren't checking to see where we're at and how far we've come or where we've come, and we're just letting the tide take us, we don't know that we've come off course. And we don't know what we've done to come off course either. So if you find yourself going, oh, I don't really want to do a review because I don't want to face whatever I've experienced or haven't done over the last 12 months, I want you to know that I see you and I love you and that you can do this. You can do hard things. The reason this is so important is because it just gives you a starting ground. It's like when people lose weight, they tell you to take before and after photos, right? But take the before photo because it's really when you're in the thick of it, when you're in the process of whatever journey that you're on, it can be really difficult, particularly when you're further down the line, to see how far you've come. So this is super important for us to really, really dive into this. So let's have a look. There's going to be like 7 points that I want you to do. So the best way to do this is to grab a journal. If you can do this, even if it's on your phone, writing on a computer, I love writing by hand, even though my handwriting is notoriously shocking. That's mainly because I write so fast. My brain's like, quickly, get it all down. And I just want to do it. So it becomes scribbled sometimes. Even if it's scribble, it doesn't matter. Journal is the best way to do this. But if you're in the car or you're walking or that's just not available for you right now, then just think it in your head. Second best would be to say it out loud, but if you just need to think it in your head, that's okay too. Okay? Preference is journaling. Second preference is speaking them out loud and actually thinking about them out loud, even if it's mumbled under your breath while you're walking on the beach. Worst case scenario is that you do it in your head. Either way, any of those options, see if you can do this. See if you can really spend some time to think about these questions that I'm about to ask you reflexively, right? To look at back, like what, not reflexively, reflectively, about what was like for you, so you can get an idea of a stock take of where it's been, where we might want to see some improvements. Like, what do we want to keep doing? What do we want to do less of? Who do we want to keep being, or who do we want to be less of? Because we learn more. The more that we learn about ourselves, know thyself, the more that we learn about ourselves, the more power that we have to create change in our life, which results in happier, which is exactly what you want and exactly what I want for you. Happier, more whole, more complete. Yeah? Cool. So the first thing that we want to look at here when we look at the journal, as I said, I'm going to do this live, and I'm not going to go in as much detail as I would in a journal, mainly because I don't want to keep you on here for the next 4 hours or even 2 hours. I want to make it relatable, right? I want to make it relatable for you to be able to go, cool, that's where I want to work with it. So I'm not going to go into huge details, but I'm going to go into enough details. So the first point here is, where was my head at, or my mindset or my focus at this time last year? This time last year. So float yourself back. And I have written these down, right? But I haven't written the answers down. So I'm doing this live with you. I hope that you know that. I'm thinking about it for the first time live as I'm giving it to you as well, in terms of my reflection. So where was your head at 12 months ago? How was your Christmas? Where did you spend it? And right now it could be difficult because it's like, oh my God, what was happening? Where was that? Yeah, and I'm feeling into that. I'm really well aware that I had some unfinished business to attend to. This time last year, I was planning and would eventually, in only a few more days, going back to Melbourne. And I hadn't gone back to Melbourne and spent any time significantly there since I had left my partner and my whole life there in late 2019. I'd visited once in early 2020 before the pandemic, but I hadn't gone back to all, you know, to any of the wounds that I had experienced. So I was prepping for that. I was fantasizing about a guy that is entirely wrong for me and was not giving me any kind of indication that he wanted to be with me. Yet I was chasing him in a fantasy world thinking that that would change. I'm being really honest here about where my head was at this time last year. So I was prepping for this trip to Melbourne. I was driving down there. I was prepping for that mentally with the guy that I think that I, the thought that I liked at the time, and going back to Melbourne to face kind of my old wounds. So I was in a state of, I kind of almost want to say a bit of a limbo at that time. I was about to do a business mastery course in January as well, down in Melbourne. So I had a lot of exciting things, but where I think about where I was in my business, there was a lot of frantic energy that was going on. There was a little bit of energy of like, I have to and I must. When I think of comparatively where I am now, where my mindset and my sense of being is within my body, I know that I was consciously and deliberately wanting to make changes to my health and well-being. So think about for yourself, where were you 12 months ago? What was it for you 12 months ago that you were exploring? What was your state of being like? What was your mindset like? What was your your consciousness like? What were you focused on? What was your mindset like? This is the first one here. The second one here was there any intentions or inspiration or that kind of stuff or goals that you set for 2023? Did you write that down anywhere? Now, for me, I'm kind of looking up at my board that you can't see behind you, and I'd done a vision board by the end of January, so maybe not this time exactly, but by the end of January, and I had goals for my business. Certainly up here behind you, I definitely had goals for my business, and I had certain things around my body and my life, and I'm just looking at that kind of now. There were targets. So yeah, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at the targets that I think, the things that I thought that I would do in this 12 months. And I'm not looking at any of those going, I failed them. Because I can see in many ways, you can't see the thing that I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at a vision board. And it speaks to a certain number of podcasts delivered and podcasts as a guest on. It was about speaking gigs. It was about growth. It was about a couple of trips that I would take. This year, it was about my habits of piano and Spanish. It was about have calling in a lover, creating different relationships, and being able to do some specific stuff with my health and my well-being. Now, when I look at that vision board, I reckon that if I was to like tick them off, if I was to tick them off of like, yep, done that, out of the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 things that are on that vision board, I would say that maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 of them, maybe 7. So only half of them. Now, again, how I said that like maybe you're going to feel like, oh my God, I haven't done anything or whatever. I'm not looking at that and being disappointed. I'm looking at that going, oh yeah, I could see that doing that year wasn't clear for me back then. 12 months ago, like some of those goals have changed about who I want to be and what I'm doing, which we're going to talk about in next week's episode, by the way. There's a bit of a theory, a series and a theme coming along here. There's a couple of those things that would have been cool, but there were some redirections that I took because that's what part of life is. And sometimes, very often, you can't force things. There's one particular one that's up there that to me of where my focus was that I am so epically proud that has probably taken over all of the other ones by far, and it is the single most important one to me on that board. And that's to trust. Trust the universe, trust God, trust consciousness, trust life, whatever it happens to be, to surrender and let go and be in a more state of trust. And despite the fact that half of the ones on that board of the things that I've done are not, were not ticked off the box, so to speak, that one is. And because of that, that is the most important one. I trust that any of those things that need to come will come if they need to come. All right. A lot of that stuff that I'd written there was quite, I want to say, egoic. And where I've come in the last 12 months has been a huge journey from hustling and driving and pushing, even though I was quite happy still 12 months ago, into even more depth of happiness, of joy, of truly living. So go ahead and ask yourself, was there any intentions? Was there any goals? Was there any things that you set, any inspiration that you set for 2023? And then just do a little bit of a review there, right? Not too much, you're not marking yourself. I want you to know that this is not about like I did good or I did bad. Notice the way that I just did that. The way that I just did that live here with you is like, huh, only half of those have happened. right? But the ones like the definition, the kind of like the shaping off, the ones that really mattered, the ones that are absolutely powerful, were complete. They happened. And some of them are like, speaking Spanish weekly or playing my piano. Well, I've done that. I continue to increase my skills in those areas. Abundant health and fitness. Well, am I as abundantly health and fit as I could be now? No, but I think that that's how long's a piece of string. We could always be more healthy and more fit. I'm certainly considerably healthier and fitter and leaner than I was a year ago. So it's all about progress. Okay. So you want to be gentle and kind with yourself here. The third one here is just maybe in your review here, what big things happened? Because we kind of look back on this, particularly if you're journaling on it, what big things happened? Now, I know big things happened for me is that I went to Japan. I took my mum overseas for her very first time, and we went to Japan together. I'd never been to Japan. That was a big thing that happened. I attended two Tony Robbins trainings, which was a big deal. We did lots of good fun there. I went to Byron Bay. I think that that's, like I took a holiday trip to Byron Bay. Actually twice, but that's beside the point. I did a whole bunch of healing. I actually, which I haven't spoken about a lot, I was headhunted for a reality TV show, which I almost did with my ex-partner, and we didn't get through at the very last minute. So that could have happened. That was a big thing that happened earlier this year. That could have gone ahead, but didn't go ahead. But it was a big thing. It was a big chunk. I invested a decent amount of money, a really significant amount of money with a coach mentor of mine, and had enormous growth over a 3 month period of time with her. What else happened? I did my Vipassana, of course. Oh, I turned 40. I turned 40 this year. So this is just like, kind of like, oh shit, see, I kind of forgot that I turned 40 this year. So this is just about you really having a bit of review, like what happened? Let's have a look at it. And maybe this might be some little things, not to be big things, but what are significant things that happened in your life in the last 12 months? Good, bad, ugly. What are some of your wins? For me, some of the wins I've already kind of included there, like my mum traveling with her. I think that was a really big win. I think it was a really big win, the kind of healing that I experienced by going back to Melbourne and revisiting all of that. There was a lot of healing that happened through that process. Lots and lots of healing for me. Huge, huge wins. And my deeper connection, surrender to the universe, that's been a really huge win for me in 2023 as well. The next one here, moving into four, sorry, five. So the first one is where was my head at, my focus at this time last year? Well, the second one was any intentions, goals that you had for this year. Third one, what were some big things? What big things or what things happened? The fourth one here is wins. What wins have you had? Losses. Let's have a look at any kind of losses. I would say that probably for me to reflect upon losses, I had a couple of friendships that really changed direction for me that felt, now they don't feel like losses, but they were at the time. And certainly not getting onto the reality TV show at the time felt like a pretty significant loss for me at that time. So that's how I would kind of go, what kind of losses have we have? If I was to get really technical, there's probably about 10 kilos less on my body than there was at the beginning of the year. So that's a loss, but also a win, right? Love it. So number six here, we want to go with key learnings. What are the key learnings, maybe 3 to 5 key learnings that you've learned over these last 12 months? And off the top of my head, without giving it a huge amount of thought, I would say if I said, 3 to 5, that the universe has my back. That when I fully trust and surrender, when I let go, I am happier and I don't have to stress so much. Yeah. Second huge learning is that I have a tendency to want to give away my power to people that might be a magic pill when I'm under stress, right? Oh my God, they're going to fix it all for me. Or that man's going to be the man of my dreams. Or going on a reality TV show is going to accelerate my profile and everything's going to happen good for me. There's like a magic pill, kind of like Jack and the Beanstalk kind of style that happens in me. There's a huge learning in that of being able to move away from my ego mind and into more high levels of consciousness, to which I have done and continue to do. And a third key learning, I would say, for 2023 is that it doesn't always need to go my way in order for me to be happy. In fact, happiness isn't dependent on things going my way. So think about your three to five key learnings from the last 12 months. And then finally, gratitude. What are you grateful for? What are you really grateful for in 2023? What, when you reflect upon it, what could you be grateful for if you looked for it? And so I'll just give you a couple of mine. I'm super grateful that I get to do this work. Like, I love it. I've had beautiful clients all year. I've created courses that have come out that have had a massive impact on people in the world, teaching people like you how to love themselves and feel more confident. The one-on-one clients that I've had, the courses that I've done have been absolutely incredible that I get the gift to be able to do this. Super grateful for my body to continue to stand by me while I move on a journey closer and closer to really, really beautiful, abundant health. I'm really grateful for that. And I have amazing people in my life. So I could go on and on about gratitude, but I want you to just do that. So they're our bunch. They're our seven. Go ahead, and if you'd like, I'd love to hear what your seven are. You know, your seven reflection points for 2023. If you want to, shoot me through an email at loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. I always love hearing from you. Or you could just reach me on the socials as well. Hey, Luna, I listened to episode 166 of Your Review and I wanted to share. And I'd love to hear from you. I think that would be absolutely exquisite. If you are curious about any of the courses, any of the coaching that's coming up, any of my spots that may be available at this time of year, please just reach out. You know where to find me and do all the things. I hope that when you look back on your 2023, you see how far that you've come. And you can see that maybe there are some things that you want to work on and bring into 2024, which is what our episode is going to be all about next week. So make sure you tune in for that. And as always, hit that subscribe button, the follow button. Actually, I know it's like all the people say that, but what that does is send something to the algorithmic people that says that other people want to see it. So it's more likely to show it to more people, which is helpful, right? It's helpful because I'm on a mission to help people be happier, just like you. I love you, and I hope that you love you too. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect: Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.